I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of $48,657 to $48,687.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes in the May 18th town board meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Although it's to the end of the month, it has not been reconciled because the final reports from the banks won't be in until tonight. So I'll have interest and stuff the next time around. So the deposits are in the town account of $4,010.29. And that is 100% from the transfer station. And we are getting garbage hand over fist now. And the, also, the ambulance, the deposits are $7,161.34. So therefore, in the, and there's been no change at all in the reserve account. There will be next month, you know, next time when we get interest in there. So the balance in the regular town account is $959,908.31. And in ambulance, it's $381,809.15.
Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Update on road inspection. We had our road inspection meeting last week. I'll be finishing up the specifications for the projects here within the next day or so. What we're going to do is we're going to ask for solicit bids for Florsheim Road from F to Shishibagama Drive for paving, Silver Beach Road from 70 to Silver Beach Lane where it comes to a T. That would be for pulverizing paving. And then for Salt Plumber and Sagasunk for chip seal. So I'll get those together. We'll get them noticed in the paper and then we'll set the date for the bid opening. So.
Thank you.
It'll be around June 22nd.
Yeah, it'll be around June 22nd. Item number 10, discussion approval hatchery contract. Mr. Wolf.
Thank you. I brought the contract here for 2016. And this is for walleye right now. And for the purchase price, $15,000. This would be for 1,500,000 fry. And what we put down was for the lakes, the Sugarbush chain was $300,000, white sand $220,000, the Kegma $220,000, Lambo $220,000, Honestone $220,000, Fast Lake $220,000, and Bolt Lake $100,000. And you know, just give the town board an update. We finished our new ponds over there. It's over $1 million. We have our kettle basins in now. Our new ponds are now being utilized for the first time. So there's going to be tweaking on these new ponds because they're huge. And these are going to be all for extended growth walleyes. And 100% of the fish will go back into our chain, all the chains. Besides the fry stocking now, we'll have a lot of extended growth walleyes. But this year, it's going to be, like I said, tweaking. We got that's going to get something that we have to get down and stuff like that. The guys have a lot of experience with the past ponds, but these are a lot bigger and going to produce a lot more walleyes and extended growth. So in the future, it looks really, really good for what we have over there right now.
In the future, can we, as part of this contract, have extended growth instead of the fryer?
That's what, this was just for this year.
Just for this year. So from now on, it'll be extended growth.
Because of the walleye, the fry this year had to go into the ponds.
Yeah.
From this date on, we'll be looking at all extended growth walleye.
Okay.
So this is just, this is like a one-time shot.
Yeah.
Can you give us sort of a synopsis of what the difference as far as the extended growth, which I don't know what period of time you're going to allow them to grow and their length, as opposed to the try? And what is the rate of survival?
The rate of survival goes way up on your extended group. Fry, it depends, there's so much variables there, it depends on the water, the zooplankton, what plankton you have there, time of year, so there's, on fry, it's really low. But it's still better than natural hatching out of the natural, you know, putting the fry in like we're doing. And then the extended growth goes way up, the percentage goes way up, because if we did like we did before, you crop your ponds off, you know, at different times, but at the end of the year, we could have anywhere from 4 to 6 7-inch walleyes, which are really, I mean, you know, it depends on feed, we gotta get a lot of feed to them, but you can put a lot of growth on them real fast, and then you put the survival rate goes way up on those things.
So tentatively, of course, the price will increase, but does the ratio make up for the difference?
You know, the town board's always been good to us, so, you know, we're always doing that, and those lakes are still going to get more than what the contract calls for. Mm-hmm. So those lakes will always get more. That's what it's there for. It's the way of town helping us out with our, like our pumping costs, all that stuff. Our pumping costs run into thousands and thousands of dollars just for running electricity.
Mm-hmm. But you're stocking a lot more than just 1.5 million fish.
Oh, okay. We brought in, between 15, 20 million.
Exactly.
And all those fish go in there. And these numbers here, there was actually more than that put in these lakes, is way above beyond that.
Sure.
As far as the price. This is just for the satisfaction of the contract.
Okay.
But the extended growth walleyes and stuff, those will all be going in the same lakes. Every lake that we spawn gets a certain percentage back. Every single one that's touched and taken eggs off, there's fish put back in those lakes. So those lakes are always getting beneficial of them. They'll still get fry and they'll still get extending growth in those lakes, but starting this fall now, we should see extending growth go back in these same lakes.
So the stocking now will be done, not maybe this year, but in the future?
No, it'll be done this year. No, we have fry in the ponds.
No, I mean, I know this will be, but I mean the extended growth that you're going to be.
That should be every
year. That will be later in the year?
Yeah, we'll get some, we'll get them by fall. When we run out of feed, like that's what works when there's a kettle basin, you drain them down and all the fish go right down into the kettle. And you can take them and we can move them out of there. You can actually move around down to lower kettle basins, then you can take the fish out, put them right in your hauling trucks and move them. There's minimal amount of handling and stuff, so there's less stress on them. So it brings the survival rate up and then we take them and all those lakes like these ones here will be restocked again with extending growth.
Are you still going to use the old raceways?
No, those raceways are for trout. Those are cold water.
Okay.
That's our cold water. We're one of the only facilities in the United States that has a cool water operation.
Uh-huh.
We can raise all the cool water fish plus cold water, all those salmonids and stuff. So we're kind of pretty good about that, brawny stuff. And,
good job.
So, you know, that's where we're at with that. You know, if you ever want to go on a tour today, let us know. We'd be glad to show you that. It's really something that's pretty fabulous.
Motion to approve the contract.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve a contract with the Lac du Flambeau Tribe and Fish Hatchery for $15,000. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. And
that's the regimen.
This is?
Any one of them. That's what I got.
Gotta get rid of some of that ass.
We got one of the best bass species in the world, and it's those underfished.
Unbelievable.
And
people gotta start taking them home and learn how to eat them. I grew up on Bill's Lake, that's all we caught.
They're good.
And there's nothing wrong
with it. I taught your brothers how to fish on Bill's Lake. Your mother had me come out here and teach your brother.
I sure, that don't surprise me, Mike.
No.
You can use yours. Better check and see if I dated that right.
You did.
You did.
It's the month of the month.
Yeah. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
We appreciate you helping us out.
All right. Item number 11, zoning statistics report for 2015. Sue?
That's it, it's only got two or three minutes. Okay.
This is for the year 2015. And as you notice, I haven't even written anything out at all. I'm so used to this repeating the same thing year after year. But the statistics on the back page, I wrote them in for you, were down. 2014 was close to about 9 million. So we're at 7 million this year, because this is 2015.
Okay.
So it was down a little bit. Permits were down only by about 20 over 2014. So it was just an average year. But we had 20 brand new houses. We've never had 20. I've been here 16 years now. Never had 20 before. So that was really good. Eight of them were demos, and replacements were six. I think it was a pretty good year. We're dealing with the new state budget laws about replacing and same footprints wherever they sit to the lake, and people are enjoying that and they're taking advantage of it. So I'm expecting another good year. People are already calling about putting up more homes. So. Any questions?
How are you this year compared with last year?
I'm fine, thank you.
Compared with last year in number of permits?
Just down by a few so far. It should be about the same.
You might see that pick up yet, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think another thing that would really be not so much useful but interesting to the townspeople of Dr. Clambo is, he had been a chairman of zoning for quite some years, is if Don could print out the statistics at the Polk County level so that everybody understands.
Oh, she does?
She does. I haven't gotten one this year.
What you're meaning is comparison of Lac du Flambeau versus the rest of the county.
It's always in there.
There's a booklet that they provide every year. We just haven't gotten one yet.
Right. But I'm just saying this, I think that would be some information that they would be
We are still busier, the busiest township in all of Vilas County. We slipped one year when Manny Waters was doing a whole lot, but we're back in number one.
That was about 3-4 years ago, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Mrs. Yulak started taking
over. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Sue.
Do we need an approval for that?
No. It's just information update. Item number 12, approval of bartender's license. There's no current.
A charge but no conviction?
Yeah, charge but no conviction. So.
Okay, with that being said, I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:15.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Can you see that? You. The 60,000.